It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to the Dear Young Married Couple podcast. Today I have the privilege of having three very special guests with me on the podcast today. Welcome, ladies.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. So glad to have you all on today. I'm going to introduce each of our three podcast guests today, and you're going to hear from each of them about becoming sexually secure after babies. So first we have Kim Mathis. Hey, Kim.
Hi.
Kim is a women's health nurse practitioner, and she is a urogynecology and reproductive specialist. And she is excellent. You've probably heard her on the podcast before, a few months back. And it was so insightful. We had so much positive feedback about the episode that you and your colleague had with us. So thanks, Kim, for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. We also have Cynthia Pereira. Cynthia is a marriage and family therapist. She's actually a therapist on our team here at Dear Young Married Couple. Welcome, Cynthia.
Thank you.
Cynthia runs a group called Moms with Babes and Moms with Littles. They're two separate groups that meet together at times. And she is passionate about helping mamas. So we're excited to have her on the podcast today to help us as well.
For having me.
And we also have Carly Hamill. Carly Hamill is a labor and delivery nurse. Welcome, Carly.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yes. And Carly has been doing labor and delivery for 10 years, and she's seen lots of deliveries. She's educated lots of mamas, and she's going to help us out as well with becoming sexually secure after babies. So we are going to just present a very mini preview to you about the topics that will be presented in full at the Momfidence Workshop coming up in just 2 days on Thursday, August 12th. And so if you like what you hear today, you're going to want to hear more about it, then you'll want to register for Momfidence, Becoming Sexually Secure After Babies. It's a women-only workshop that will happen in just 2 days online, Thursday, August 12th, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific time. And we'd love for you to join us. So ladies, if you're listening, or men, if you're listening because you just want to help your wives out, direct them to DearYoungMarriedCouple.com/Momfidence. And we will get them registered, and we're going to have a great time. We already have lots and lots of ladies registered and excited to learn from you guys. So let's jump right in, shall we?
Let's do it.
Perfect. Yes,
all right. Okay. So we're going to start with you, Kim. At Momfidence, you're going to be presenting a topic called Less Pain, More Pleasure. And we want to hear from you. And when it comes to pain and pleasure concerning sex after babies, what are some of the top concerns or problems that you hear from ladies?
Yes. So a lot of people think that vaginal deliveries, you're going to have a lot more pain than a C-section because of the mechanical trauma that happens to the vagina and to the pelvic floor muscles during the delivery. Mm. But that's actually not the main cause for the development of postpartum. It's called dyspareunia. That's the fancy name for pelvic pain with intercourse.
Okay.
So I'm definitely going to go through this cause. Of course, you have to come to the workshop to figure that out.
Okay.
But we'll go through the causes, the main causes. It is recognized. I pulled a few of the statistics, and it's recognized that 50 to 60% of women have pain at that 6 to 7 week mark after delivery, whenever you're quote unquote cleared by the doctor to resume
and
sexual intercourse.
Like, and the husbands think like it's time,
yes.
But exactly. Most women are still having pain.
Exactly. And even by the 6 month mark, it's still at like almost 20% are still having pain. Yes. So I'm going to discuss some of the over-the-counter medications that we can do. Some of the causes, there are certain causes for the pain besides all the mechanical trauma and stuff. So I'll go through each of those. And then I'm also going to give a standardized questionnaire. You'll receive this if you go ahead and once you go ahead and sign up to just measure female sexual function. We use these questionnaires in sexual health.
Mm-hmm.
The domains that we're looking at for sexual dysfunction would be desire, subjective arousal, lubrication, orgasm, satisfaction, and of course the main topic I'm talking about is pain.
Okay.
And then there's another questionnaire that you'll get, and it's sexually related personal distress. It's another scale.
Okay.
And so these things you're going to find out in advance what your score is, but I will tell you how to interpret your score and when you actually need to go see a physician about these kinds of things.
Okay. So we'll put that'll all be in the email that goes out to the registrants ahead of time. So you'll get to take these two assessments you're talking about.
Correct.
They'll learn all about this for themselves. And then at the event, you'll explain more about it and why it matters.
Exactly. And it'll give you some guidance. Yeah. So I'm also going to go through some pelvic floor exercises. Pelvic floor exercises are really helpful. They reduce swelling. Mm-hmm. They increase blood flow and they improve your healing after childbirth. And these are actually safe to start right after delivery. So if we have a really brand new mom who is listening and coming to the workshop, even before the 6 week mark, they can actually do these pelvic floor exercises. The pelvic floor is very relaxed in pregnancy and it's very stretched during a vaginal delivery. So we're going to go through all of this, and these pelvic exercises will also increase pleasure during intercourse.
Nice. I think everyone wants that, right?
Yes. So better quality of life. Your marital satisfaction is going to go way up. It's going to be awesome.
Awesome. And Kim, will this also be applicable to those ladies on either end of the spectrum, those who haven't had babies yet that are very interested, curious, and still need these topics, they're saying, and so they've registered. And then the ladies on the other end of the spectrum that had babies years and years ago, they're not new mamas, but they're still struggling with some of this stuff. Will what you're presenting be applicable to both groups?
Of course, absolutely. You know what? The way that the vagina is after childbirth is almost a mirror image of what's going to happen in menopause. So it gives you a little preview. You know, average age of menopause is 51. So this is, we're talking about the vagina inside the tissues are almost the exact same thing as what postmenopausal women go through.
Okay.
So all of this,
so
I'm
fascinating.
Going to discuss that. Yes. And so it'll give you a little period of time. Like if you're breastfeeding, yes, it's going to be the same kind of situation as whenever you're postmenopausal. So of course it's going to apply.
Yes. Right on. Awesome. Okay. Well, we are looking forward to that session that will be happening at Momfidence on August 12th. So if you are interested in getting any of those benefits that Kim just talked about, go register for Momfidence on August 12th. It's in the show notes, but if you aren't reading the show notes, it's dearyoungmarriedcouple.com/Momfidence. Thank you, Kim.
Sure.
All right. So the next topic I will be presenting on the confident body. Now, ladies, when I put a sticker out there and asked you guys, what are some of the main concerns you have about sex after babies? I can't count how many of you talked about body image. I mean, it was probably 100 of you at least talked about body image. And I typed up a lot of the main concerns that repeated over and over. And let me just read some of those to you, actually. When it comes to body image, you guys said this. Let me scroll to that section. So you said, is my body even sexual now? I don't feel sexy. I feel like I'm no longer pleasing to look at. My body has changed. I'm not happy with how I look. So he probably isn't either. You talked about all the different body parts that have changed, and you guys used a lot of funny nicknames for them, and very demeaning things about your body parts. C-section scars. It's hard to be happy with my naked body when the lights are on. A lot of you ladies talked about that, actually, about just only liking sex when the lights are off, because you don't like how your body looks when the lights are on. I mean, anything from postpartum hair loss. You know, you talked about worried that you won't get back into shape after babies. So ladies, that was just a very quick snippet of some of the comments that you talked about. But the solution here that I'm going to present to you at Momfidence is we are going to take actually an art therapy approach to body image, as well as some fun homework assignments that I think your husband will be sure to love as well. And I really want, my aim for you is I want you to feel like yourself again and gain security in your body, to feel confident in the bedroom again, not just in the bedroom, but to feel confident outside the bedroom too, in this body that God has given you that serves such an amazing purpose. So we'll get really practical. We will also talk about those of you who want to work toward getting back in shape after babies. We'll get some practical tips on that as well. So that's a little preview of the section on Mom Bod.
So is there going to be some kind of art therapy that you do with your husband too?
Maybe. You could share it with your husband, but the art therapy will take place during the session at Momfidence. Okay. Hey, that's not a bad idea. I like that. Maybe we'll add that to the homework list, Cynthia.
Yeah.
Good job. Good idea. All right. Let's talk to Carly Hamill. Carly, you are going to be doing a session called Sex Ed for Moms. So talk to us a little bit about some of the problems that you see when it comes to moms just really not knowing a lot about sex ed, the stuff they may have learned in sex ed but didn't. So Carly is actually camping right now, and she came onto our Zoom session for this episode to record her piece, and it was just too choppy. The reception didn't work out too well. So we're going to play a voice memo here of her sharing a little bit about what she sees in terms of the problems in this area, and then some of what she's going to be presenting at Momfidence. So here we go.
Hi, Chris. Yeah, so thank you so much for having me on. I'm super excited about this. But in regards to problems or things that I have noticed within my field of work is, you know, and this isn't even just among, you know, our Christian circle, but like I said, among, you know, caring for different patients, is there seems to be a large lack of understanding or knowledge in regards to our own bodies. You know, some things patients have said to me is just maybe they never got that good of an anatomy lesson in school. Men are so familiar with their bodies, and I feel like women, you know, unfortunately, we aren't. So I think it's super important. So one of the things that I'll be discussing is, you know, I'll have a diagram of female anatomy and be going over, you know, our female genitalia and all of the names for all of the parts. It's super important for us, especially as wives, to know and to understand our bodies. I'll also be going over our erogenous zones. It's really amazing, you know, to think of how God created us. And his intent was for us to experience pleasure and have, you know, a healthy relationship with our husbands. And it's so evident in just the various different ways he created us to feel pleasure. So I'll also have a diagram of the erogenous zones and explain more in depth on those areas, and maybe give you guys some homework on some new and exciting things that and areas that you possibly have never known about. And I think that overall, you know, we're going to see a benefit through us being able to more effectively communicate with our husbands, Mama. And feeling more comfortable and saying what feels good to us, you know, what turns you on or where to touch, how to touch, kiss, etc. But, you know, and doing that, I think that might make him feel more comfortable and secure too in pleasing you. So don't forget to sign up for Mompidence. There's going to be so much great information from all the speakers. I'm super excited. I think we're all going to learn from this. So sign up and hopefully I'll see you there.
Awesome. Well, we cannot wait for this segment of Mompidence on Sex Ed for Moms and the ladies getting to learn all about their erogenous zones. It's going to bring so much benefit. So thank you so much, Carly. We'll look forward to it. All right. Next, we have Cynthia Pereira. Cynthia is a marriage and family therapist. And Cynthia, you're going to be talking about Mindful Mama. Tell us a little bit about some of the problems that you see in this area when it comes to mindfulness and motherhood.
So there's a lot of, there's kind of a buzzword with mindfulness, and there's a lot of expectation that mindfulness will make me be calm. And if I just, you know, if I'm just more mindful, which all of that is true, but there's more to mindfulness than just trying to be calm. And so I'm going to be talking about what it means to be mindful and how to practice it more than just, you know, in the moment, but also in the moment, right?
Yes.
So just the daily practices, and even if it's just daily, a few minutes out of your day, not this long 45 minute to an hour meditation, but just these practices that we can use, on our own and in the moment.
Yes.
So I will, share how to apply mindfulness in those tough moments, in and out of the bedroom. So when you are with, you know, when everything is kind of crazy with the kids, or just if you don't have kids, if just, you know, just things can get crazy.
Yep.
And also in those moments when maybe you're not feeling it of having to be, you know, mindful in the bedroom with your husband. And so being able to practice being aware, because oftentimes we can be pulled in into many different places. And so it's just, I'm going to teach you how to practice being in one place.
Nice. And you're actually going to lead everyone in a practice, right, of mindfulness.
Yeah.
That's going to be cool.
And we'll be doing some deep breathing.
Yeah. And just for folks who are like, wait, what? Mindfulness? I've always thought of that as like an Eastern meditation yoga term. Not at all. Actually, this is very, very biblical. If you want to know more about the theology around this, you can go back to episodes 10 and 11, where we talk about the importance of mindfulness and meditation from a biblical perspective. This is something that Eastern religion actually took from Christianity. This is a very Christian topic and important area that we need to practice more, actually, as Christians and as mamas especially. So that'll be good, because I think, Cynthia, tell me if you've heard this before, how many moms are like, I could be thinking about unloading the dishwasher and the bill that needs to be paid and the kid that's sleeping soundly. Yeah, but I think they're gonna wake up, right, while having sex.
And so it's just being able to observe and be aware that of like what's going on in and outside of our bodies, and being fully present in that moment when you're having sex, and not your brain being over here.
Amen. That's going to be so helpful to all of the married ladies, whether you're a mama or not. That one's going to be especially important. So we're looking forward to it. Thank you, Cynthia.
Yeah.
All right. And then the last session here that I'll be presenting on is finding the time and energy for sex. Oh, don't we all need some pointers in that area? I think Yeah, the conversations that we have and maybe the support that we give each other at Momfidence will be the most valuable, but I'll be sharing some practical tips as well. Let me just tell you a little bit about some of the things you guys said. You guys said, I'm so exhausted at the end of the night. I can't find time to have sex, especially with multiple children. I'm worn out from being a mother all day. I don't have energy left after caring for the kids in the house. How do I make time with no distractions? That was a key question someone said. Someone actually said, I feel guilty for taking time to have sex. And then there were a lot more, but these will be some of the focus areas that we have for this section of the Momfidence workshop. So I'm going to give you some ideas to not just have obligatory sex, because that's not what we're aiming for, but to really boost your energy and not find time, but prioritize time differently. So exactly. Yeah. Cause we all have 168 hours in the week, right? Like for sure, no one's going to find more time than that. It's just about how you prioritize that time differently. So my goal for you ladies in this section of the workshop is just for you to become more emotionally connected to your husband and create a safe bond with him so that you feel more energized and you look forward to connecting with him both in and out of the bedroom. So we'll look forward to that at Momfidence.
Can't wait.
Awesome. All right. So ladies, those are your five topics that we will be diving into at Momfidence. Come expecting to gain so much from Kim, from Carly, from Cynthia, myself. We're going to just dive in. We're going to help each other out. I know that the ladies that are going to be present, I've looked at the roster and it's full of ladies that are going to be able to teach each other as well. So we want you there to pour into the rest of the group. It's going to be very collaborative. We're going to throw around a lot of ideas. And we're going to walk away with some practical homework and steps to take. So
I'm
you don't want to miss it.
Too.
You are. Yes, me too. I can't wait. I just think everything you guys have to share is going to be so fascinating. And I'm looking forward to soaking it up for myself and my own marriage and my own family. Yes. And yes. And by the way, all of us who are presenting, we're all mamas. So we all get you. And we're not just speaking from an academic or clinical experience, but also from a very personal experience. So we're looking forward to it. Any parting words, ladies?
Sign up. August 12th.
All right.
It's going to be awesome. We're so excited. I think I've just had so many people, even conversationally, tell me, like, I just wish that I would have had something like this whenever I was younger. I really could have benefited. Or I felt like I was on an island all to myself. And I'm like, this is actually what I deal with all the time. You're not alone. Like, there's so many. And now that I just told you the statistics, it's, I mean, 43% of women have at least just one sexual problem. Like, this is very common. So we're here to help you. It's gonna be good.
Yes. Amen. Yeah. And it is God's will for us to thrive in our sex life with our husband. This is a gift that he's given us. And, sex is actually a beautiful gift that models God's relationship, Christ's relationship with the church. So you guys, we're going to do a little bit of theology too. Not a ton, but a little bit, because I think some people are like, wait, why is this important? It is. And we will be sharing a little bit about that as well. So thank you so much, ladies. We will see you on August 12th. Momfidence, sign up, use the link in the show notes.